HealingPowerHour.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Akila. Just wanted to inform you that episode 22 will have brief silent spots throughout the program, later on in the program, actually. Everything is fine up to 30 minutes, and then once it hits around about 35, you'll start to hear brief silent spots that will last like 1 or 2 seconds long throughout the broadcast. It just happens about 3 or 4 times, and sometimes you'll hear one sentence is not finished and then another one is started, and this is due to my editing because I've edited out the longer silent spots out of the broadcast. I will have this situation taken care of and rectified by the end of this month, and hopefully we won't have to do this anymore. So I apologize ahead of time. Please do not think there's anything going on with your Windows Media Player or your MP3 player. Everything is fine on your end. It's just technical difficulties on our end. Thank you.
Tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Everyone, this is Dr. Akila L, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. I am going to be your hostess for today's episode, and like every episode, I would like to greet you with blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Today is going to be one of my favorite episodes because it's an episode I can go on a rant, but I know that's nothing new because I kind of go on a rant on every episode, isn't that right? Like, you're probably asking, what's so different? This is episode 22, How to Deal with Dr. Bullies. And I'm going to have fun with this one here. I can just let you guys know that right now. This is right up my alley. And just in time, too, because I've been dealing with some of my clients who have been bullied by their medical doctors. And I'm really surprised in their actions. It seems like when people just go to the hospital, their defenses are just totally down. They're just surrender and just accept the BS that just comes to them every kind of way. I think a lot of people would be alive today if they just stood up to the bullies in the medical field. That goes all the way to some of the nurses too. But let me not get into that right now. I got some other great things I want to talk about. First of all, I want to give some good news to all the family here at Celestial Healing Wellness Center. Guess what, you guys? I'm smelling from ear to ear because I had a client. Her name is Taliba. And Taliba was told that she could never get pregnant. She was barren. That's what she was told. And she and her husband spent thousands and thousands of dollars on infertility treatment, and they were even going to think about getting a surrogate. So finally, they were referred to me. As many of you may know, I operate off of 90% referrals, so I don't really advertise in the papers or anything like that. So you have to know someone who has been helped by my services, and they'll refer you because, you know, I think that's the best way to pass the word out. And so she decided to give me a try, but actually spending a lot of money. When I say a lot of money, we're talking about a lot of money for a surrogate woman, which it may not even work. Sometimes they place several eggs to get fertilized, and this, we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars, and if it doesn't take, you don't get a refund. So she wanted to try an alternative method, and this was back in, this is 2009, this was back in 2007. She came to me in late 2007, and honestly, we kind of clashed when we first met because she came with a whole notebook of questions, and I don't deter people from questions. I welcome questions. But what frustrates me is that people do to me what they should be doing to medical doctors, okay? They come with a whole list of questions, and I'm getting interrogated. But when they come to a medical doctor, oh, you can't ask him or her any questions, okay, because they're above that. And if you get them frustrated, they'll say, well, I'll be right back, and you don't see them anymore. So that's what kind of like, it really bothers me that happens. I have no problem with the questions. I would probably be even ground. If you want to do me that way, then why not do the medical doctors who have lethal drugs that are prescribing to you? I don't have lethal herbs, you know, that I'm suggesting to you. So, anywho, long story short, I gave her the program after doing a blood cell analysis, and we did a consultation, and she didn't even adhere to the program, okay? So, she just decided, they was going to get to do a surrogate. Well, something happened in as far as their funds and stock or something, and they lost a lot of money. So the money that they were going to use for the surrogate was gone. So she looked at the program, and it was like, I think, like several months later, and so she decided to go ahead and go for it. You know, I told her what she needed to do. I told her she needed to keep in touch with me and come in for follow-up consultations so that we can test the alkalized level of her uterus, especially the, because her husband was fine. I test the pH balance of his sperm, and it was fine. So I had to test the pH level of her vagina and the uterus, and she was very acid. So it was just basically killing all the sperm. So, and there was some other things too going on with her, but I'm not going to get into that. Long story short, again, she started to feel better. Any problems that she was having with PMS, she was having very, very bad cramps, bloating, painful, where she would have soreness in her breast area. So she just started noticing that decreased big time. And her periods, where it used to be 8 days, were down to 4. And I think the 5th day was just light spotting, but she would flow heavy for 4 days, and now the flow was just down to 1 day. So she was happy about that. And then, you know, she did come back for a follow-up, so when she came for follow-up, I altered the program, and a month later, she got pregnant, and she was so excited and so scared at the same time. So what I decided to do was, I said, what you're going to have to do is, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but I need you to stay away from the doctors for the next 5 months. I know that sounds crazy to you all, but there's a reason for this. Because she has never been pregnant, and she is 45 years old. And, of course, if you're 45 years old, the doctors are going to want to do all these kind of tests to see if the child is going to have Down syndrome or this, that, and the other, or blah, blah. And I tell women all the time, you know, the doctors, you may think they're doing justice for you in the name of health, but they're not. And when you think small, you do things to justify your small beliefs. And me, I don't believe that just because a woman has her first child at the age of 45 that there's a risk factor for the baby. If the woman has the necessary nutrients, if she is healthy, she will produce a healthy child. End of story. I don't care if she's 65 years old. You all have heard stories of women 70, 77, 81 giving birth to children and they're fine. I mean, what makes you think that they're an exception to the rule? If you take care of your body and you're not deficient in nutrients, which most women are, okay, they want to, women get pregnant and then decide to take care of their bodies instead of doing the opposite. Anywho, she got pregnant and, I have a friend who's a midwife and I myself, so we basically kept her, healthy for the first 5 months so that they don't do any testing, you know, want to, you know, invade the uterus, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, she basically finally decided that she wanted to have a home birth and not even deal with the medical doctors at all, which was a big surprise to me. Now, I did not suggest this. This was something on her own doing. And I was very, very scared. Now, let me just expose my limited beliefs, because I did not want her, because of my limited beliefs, to have her first child as a home birth. I wanted her to have, if she wanted to have a home birth experience, I wanted her to go to a hospital or a birthing unit area that will support this, just in case there were some complications. But see, that was my issues. Those were my situations. So she did not accept that, which I really thank her for that, and I really actually respect her for that, because she knew better, she wanted better, and she had her beautiful, beautiful baby girl at home. And the baby was fine, and actually, I do believe she's 10 months old, and guess what her name is? Her name is Akila. Yes, she named her first baby girl after me. But now she's pregnant again. So I got confirmation that she's pregnant again. And I'm not putting any type of limited beliefs on her. Like, if you want to have another home birth, hey, you show me. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to the home birthing thing. So I'm really, really happy for her. That was really good news to hear that Akilah's going to have a little brother and sister coming up. And just imagine, this was told from a female who was told that she could not have a child again. So I'm very happy for that. And I had a lot of good news given to me for the last 3 to 4 weeks, you know, several clients, fibroid-free medication off from high blood pressure, cholesterol is back to normal, so we have all that. And one more thing, one of my clients, Kai, wrote on my Facebook about how she went and had her blood checked for the medical doctors, and her vitamin D levels were so low, you know, that the doctor suggested that she has, if I'm not mistaken, I think the doctor stated something about 10,000 IUs per day. Now, I didn't see the blood test, but she gave me the numerics on my Facebook, so I believe what she's telling me. And she brought up a very, very important part of because she was deficient, you know, she was thinking about, well, I don't know if I should even stop when springtime come out, because, you know, I've been deficient all year long. And it made me think, you know, sometimes I have to think about the average person and not assume that people are soaking up the sun when it's out there. You know, I don't believe if you want to have healthy eyes, I don't believe you should wear shades. You should allow that sunlight to get into your eyes. I believe it makes your cornea strong. You don't even have to worry about your eyesight going bad when you. But if you put on shades and you constantly shield your eyes from natural sunlight, then something's wrong, especially if you can't handle it. You're weakening the eyes. And if you are not allowing your skin to get a minimum of 20 minutes a day of exposure of the sun, then you're not getting your adequate amount of vitamin D. And I have to think about it. Some people run from the sun. Some people don't want to, when you're outside, they don't want to sit in the sun. If they're doing some yard work, they are covered up, hat on, long sleeve shirt, gloves, farm gloves or garden gloves on, long pants. So there's nothing, even though it's hot outside or even though the sun is shining, they're outside, but they're still not absorbing any of the vitamin D. And the darker your skin is, the more you have to be out there. So, you know, people with lighter skin or shall I say with less melanin can absorb vitamin D faster than those who have melanin, more melanin or higher doses of melanin, meaning that, you know, if you are have a darker shade or darker complexion, you have to be in the sun a little longer than those who are a lighter complexion. So we have our vitamin D, even though I agree that people should get their blood checked to see the blood vitamin D level and not necessarily stop when it's springtime, because some people do not expose their skin to the sun even during the spring and the summer, you know, and maybe on that few, just because you go on a 1 week vacation and expose your skin to the sun that one day, that's not enough adequate, that doesn't give you the adequate amount of vitamin D dosage to sustain yourself for the rest of the year. So we have the vitamin D here, the high potency 5,000 IUs. You know what? These pills are really small. We got them in 2 weeks ago, and they're really, really, they're nice. I think this is great, and I got mine, and a couple of my clients got theirs, but I'm still going to discontinue this come March. We're not going to keep this. I know some of you request that we sell the Nature's I think it's Pure and Natural, that's the company. I think you all request that we keep selling that throughout the year, but I don't want to. I just want to just do it for the, because of all this swine flu, you know, this swine flu brouhaha and the influenza brouhaha, scare, be afraid stuff. I am promoting vitamin D, I'm promoting vitamin C, and of course you know I'm always promoting the immune booster that I told you all how to make in the last show or the show before last. I think it was episode 20 or maybe 21. No, it was episode 20. So you don't have to worry about catching any kind of illness during the winter season, okay? So be mindful of that, and that's the reason why I'm promoting vitamin D for everyone during the winter season for so many reasons, but mainly to keep you healthy, okay? All right, so let's go ahead. I think that's basically it, all I had to say, but let me go ahead and get into the program. Actually, let me get into some drops because I want to keep going and not stop. I'm not going to accept any callers, so you guys don't worry about calling. I see some people calling. I'm not answering the phone, so just listen. No need to call. All right, let me do a couple of drops, and we'll be right back to deal with our topic on episode 22, how to deal with Dr. Bullies. We'll be right back.
Celestia Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141. This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.
And we are back. This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your hostess, Dr. Akila L. And I want to let you guys know that if there may be a little minor technical difficulty today, if you hear my voice go out briefly, there's nothing wrong with your computer or anything going on with, on your end. That is a little glitch that's happening on my end, and hopefully that'll get fixed this week. And maybe with any luck, it won't happen during the show at all. So, anyhow. So how do we deal with doctor bullies? Well, first of all, let's just talk about doctor bullies. What is a doctor bully? Well, you guys know doctor bullies. These are people who, these are medical doctors. And let me just say this for the record. I am not anti-medical doctors. There are some good ones out there. Actually, I'm really shocked. We had a couple of my clients have normal blood pressure when they were put on blood pressure medication by some of their doctors, and a couple of them went on and took them completely off of the medication. Now, this is not common. This is very rare because they do not, when a doctor takes a person off that medication, you know, that's less money and less benefits for him from that pharmaceutical company. Okay, so therefore, I really commend any medical doctor that will do right by his patient and say, okay, you don't need it anymore. But most doctors were like, well, just stay on it just in case because it's working. And it's not the medication, it's the diet, and we have changed the way their lifestyle, we've changed the way their emotional level is, because what did I tell you guys? That high blood pressure is strictly diet and stress. Diet and stress. This is how you can have some people who have that same crappy diet, but they are happy-go-lucky. They don't get high blood pressure, okay? The people who have a lot of stress going on in their life or a lot of anger, unresolved emotional issues, and these are the people, if they eat crappy, will get high blood pressure. So when you start to take care of the root cause, you don't have to worry about the symptom, and I really commend those doctors who are doing justice by their patients and taking them off of blood pressure medication when they don't need it versus those who just keep them on it because, well, they either lower the dosage or they keep them on it not knowing that the side effects are just as bad as anything as having the benefits of the medication in the first place. When we go into a doctor's office, I know that it's based upon who we are as a person. If we're a very passive person, if we're a doormat, then, no, let me not say we. I can't even relate to that. If a person is a doormat in general, if a person is passive, if a person is submissive in general in life, they will be the victim of a lot of things from a doctor bully because they will never question the doctor. They look at the doctor as the mighty all-knowing, and they put the doctor on the pedestal that he or she puts themselves on first. And I think that if we were to do research, because it's easy to research herbs, it's easy to research credentials of holistic practitioners or naturopathic doctors, but those people, because we are going against the grain and we're alternative, see, our medicine was here before the medical doctors got around, okay, but we're the ones who are called quacks, and what we do is called quackery, and we're made to look like we're witch doctors. Versus, and people, like I said, I never turn away a question. When someone comes to me for a consultation, or if I have a phone consultation, if they see me in person or I'm on the phone with them, they can ask me any kind of questions if they want. They can ask me all kind of questions. Why did this happen? What's this happening? Why does this happen? And like I said earlier in the show, we do not do this when we go to medical doctors. Here's case in point. Prime case in point. Now, this is not my client. This is another friend of mine in Maryland, and she had her client, and her client had a 10-year-old son who was diagnosed as clinical depression, and he was put on, oh, my goodness, I can't remember the pharmaceutical drug. So they put him on three different pharmaceutical drugs, okay? Two of the pharmaceutical drugs created suicidal thoughts. And the other one created bad nightmares, sleepwalking. It also created a certain type of erratic behavior, things like that. So what eventually happened is that the teenager killed himself. And my friend, who's a naturopath, told the mother, you know, it was because of the pharmaceutical drugs, you should seek legal action. And the client said, no, he was just clinically depressed. And this makes me think about, why did she not research the pharmaceutical drugs prior to allowing her son to take this? When you guys go to the medical doctors, why is it that you do not question them? Why is it that you do not talk to them and ask them questions or, you know, challenge what they say? They make lots of mistakes. They're a human being. They're not the most high. They're not God. And whatever you call the most high, they're not it. But you do not question them. And if you do question them, then you get bullied. And their voice will get raised, and you'll hear the attitude, and you'll see them get an attitude. And when your medical doctor is getting an attitude with you, he or she needs to get fired. And I think we don't understand that these people are a service to us. We're not a service to them. Your insurance, for those who are able to have insurance, your insurance pay them. So because of you, and so does your deductible, and so does your copayment. So that money goes to him or her. When you look at that person as somebody who is a servant, not someone who is your superior, you would look at this totally differently. If you go to a massage therapist and you tell him or her, listen, I just got a little low back pain, so could you, when you give me a massage, can you just really concentrate on the low back pain? How would you feel if that massage therapist says, well, I've been doing this for 5-7 years, and I know you're telling me it's low back pain, but let me tell you, it's really because of your ankle. So what I'm going to do is just massage your ankles for the whole entire hour, and you're still going to pay me. Would you put up with that? Now, if you say yes, you need to go get a spine. But if you say no, then why would you deal with that from the medical doctors? You are allowed to question them. You are allowed to have them provide you proof. When they come out, women have been dying left and right from Yasmin and Yas, the birth control pills that are out now. And of course the lawyers are loving this because now they could get paid based upon the extreme side effects to this birth control. But my question is, why didn't the women who were prescribed this do research on this drug? This is not a drug that's been out for years. You know, now of course they got the nice fancy commercials and they so pretty and they so down to earth and hip. But you don't listen to the side effects. A lot of women are suffering from blood clots due to this birth control, and it's causing them to have heart attacks and strokes, and they're just dropping dead. Why are women dropping dead from birth control? Are you kidding me? Birth control pills have a lot of side effects as it is. Why was death added to the list? And why not question these people? You guys should know, when you get a prescription for a pharmaceutical drug, I would not run to the pharmacist. I would run to my computer and research this stuff and look them up. Now, another thing, when a doctor is bullying you, the women with the hysterectomy who are constantly been frustrated with the women not fighting for their uterus, not protecting their womb. They are allowing these medical doctors to bully them into getting hysterectomy, which is not unnecessary, which is not needed. 85% of the hysterectomies performed today are unnecessary. I think it may be 90. I could be wrong. I could be higher than 85. But if they're performing, but the reason that they're performing these procedures is because it's payday. A hysterectomy when nothing is. And so women will come to these doctors and they'll say, I don't want a hysterectomy. And then the doctor will bully them. And when I say bully them, they will stand close to them. They will look red boys. They may give them an authoritative stance. They may even have a deeper voice and even have authority in their voice as talking to the patient as a subservient. And tell them, listen, your uterus is going to cause complications, blah, blah, blah. It's okay. Unless you're trying to have more babies, you don't need it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. You believe that if you want to, you need your uterus. I don't want to scare people who don't have a uterus, but, you know, when you get a hysterectomy, you have to rely on hormone replacement. And let's not forget that you are now a prime candidate for heart disease. Your uterus, I don't care if you're having babies or not. I don't care if you want to have babies or not. I don't care if you have finished having babies or not. It's your uterus. Doctors are more, they will go gung-ho to protect a man's prostate than a woman's uterus. They'll take her uterus left and right. And women are allowing this to happen. They're not standing up and saying, you're not taking my uterus. I want the doctors to bully them. They're allowing the nurses to keep calling their house every day. Come on, we're going to set this schedule up. This doctor told my client. My client came in there and told this, I'm not having a hysterectomy. Now, let me tell you something else. My client, I got several clients who said this too. My client defended this doctor who scheduled her hysterectomy appointment, okay? After she done told this doctor several times that she was not getting it. And she said, and I said, why don't you leave this doctor? Well, she's a black doctor, and you know, it's hard to find black female doctors. I said, let me tell y'all something. Y'all better get over this black and white stuff. I don't care if we got Obama in the office. Big deal. It's not about race anymore. It's only one color that matters, and that is green. Green is what matters. White people love it. Black people love it. Hispanic people love it. Hell, everybody in America love the green. And it's not about color. Stop picking people based upon their race and their gender. You need to pick them based upon their patient-doctor relationship. Are they bullies? Do these people respect the patient's decisions? Or are they going to try to make you do what they want you to do? Here it is. She told this doctor, I don't want a hysterectomy. I can't get no hysterectomy. She said, you're just saying that right now because you're nervous. I'll go ahead and schedule you for next Monday. And my client called. This is what's funny now. My client calls me and says, what do I do? She scheduled me for Monday. And I'm scared and I don't want to go. And I'm saying to myself, who's got a gun to your head to make you go? But she scheduled me. So? You mean to tell me just because somebody scheduled you for a surgery you don't want to have, you're going to go just because they scheduled you? And do you know until I told her that she was going to go through food? She was going to go through it? She was going to actually show up because the doctor told her to. Now, that gets me floored every time. How powerful can somebody be to make you do something you don't want to do? And then you could do it a week later just because it's been scheduled. So if you've been scheduled to get assassinated or executed, you're going to show up? Are you kidding me? Really? So why would you do this with medical doctors? You have some good nurses, actually. There's a lot of good nurses that are out there who know about alternative medicine. They also know how the side effects affect a patient, as well as certain type of procedures. And you got bad nurses as you do good nurses. But in my experience, I have found more good, nurturing, and very informative nurses that way more than medical doctors. And I found them to be even more knowledgeable than their own medical doctors, okay? So, and some of them will respect your decision. Now, others won't because, you know, it's part of the whole gang. If the bully doctor says you're going to get a hysterectomy, then he's going to tell the second-in-command, which is the other head registered nurse, that you're scheduled, and she's the one who's going to be harassing you, constantly calling you, working a bill collector, okay? And they're going to be all on you, sending you letters, telling you what you're going to do and blah, 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 and really making your life a living hell because you do not know how to stand up for yourself and say, listen, this is my uterus. This is my womb. When I said I'm keeping it, that's it. When you know how to put people in their place, they will leave you alone. But most people don't do that. I want to read something to you that I found very interesting in reference to Dr. Bullies. Normally, most doctors demand respect, and they usually act as if they are above patients and other people. At least most act like that when they are in the hospital. Now, the doctor bully acts as if he is God. Answer, except him. Now, we can call him DB for short. So DB feels that just because he went to medical school and graduated, that he is the boss of everything. He puts himself on a pedestal and insists that everyone, patients, contractors, and staff, listen to his every word and act as if they have no mind of their own. When it comes to making decisions, DB is it, and everyone else is out. Dr. Bullies would do things like this. They will not listen to anyone else speaking, but will be concentrating on what they will say, since what they say is the only important part of any conversation that he will have with anybody. Have you had that experience where you told the doctor that you were feeling pain here in this part of your abdomen and you think it's your ovaries, but he's going to tell you it could be your appendix and then give you a prescription for indigestion? How many doctors? I had a client who made the mistake of telling her doctor that the reason why she's having a lot of anal itching. Now, if your anus is itching, you are infested with parasites. So even if you wipe and clean your anus after a bowel movement and you're still itching, especially at night, then you just got a lot of... She made a mistake with her doctor, and her doctor laughed at her. And I told her, why would you tell this to a man who don't even deal on that level, you know? So what he did was he basically scheduled her for a colon exam or something like that. And doctors don't even deal with parasites. That's just totally on another level plane. But when she came to me, I gave her, I think it was wormwood, that nasty wormwood. But let me tell you something, it works. Guess what? The anal itching cleared up 3 days later. And of course I had to do a whole entire lifestyle change because her entire lifestyle, eating, emotions and all that was just screwed up. 3 days, no more anal itching. What she did with the doctor, he scheduled her for some kind of surgical procedure, or not a surgical procedure, some kind of invasive procedure where they stick something up your anus after you drink some kind of contaminated fluid or whatever. So in actuality, doctor bullies will talk because they're listening, but when you're talking, they're ignoring you, writing something down into their folder, and they'll go, okay, thank you, and they'll be gone. And sometimes you only see them for 5 minutes. Doctor bullies, they also give orders, and if they are making an obvious mistake, which is a medical mistake, they refuse to listen to the nurse who might correct the doctor. Now, doctors do not like to be corrected. If you are humble and you understand that you are human and that everybody makes mistakes, let me say that again, everybody makes mistakes, okay? And if that mistake is humbly corrected or sincere, somebody is not correcting you to one-up you, they're correcting you to inform you, to make you a better person. And if you do not wish to abide by that, or you wish to not accept that, then you're cutting off not only your learning, but you're also cutting off rebuilding and expanding your character as a person. And that sucks. And some medical doctors feel that they never make mistakes. Or if they chop, they're supposed to just remove your tonsils. You know, I can go on and on. Doctor bullies come in to work when they feel like it, and that means that some leave the hospital when they are supposed to remain on hospital grounds. Now, here's something I found very funny, because this actually happened to my cousin. Some doctors will arrange to have 3 babies delivered simultaneously in 3 different birthing rooms, and not tell their patients that they will not be there for the birth of their babies, but the interns will be there instead of the interns will be delivering the babies, and you know, instead of the original doctors, and they basically this has happened to my cousin where she was intern was doing it because he was down the hall delivering another child, and he had, and what the nurse had, nurses can now, so you just got to find a good nurse. You got to find a good one. There's some good ones and there's some bad ones, but the nurse had hipped us up and told us, well, he scheduled you all, you know, came in labor at the same time, so the intern, the ones who he just didn't want to cater to, and I think he catered to the one with the most insurance. So the one he would get, instead of having a regular birth, if he can get whoever, I think whoever signed up for a C-section, that's payday for him, that's the one who gets his attention. So, and this has happened, okay? Doctor bullies do not respect other human beings, but demand full respect for themselves. Doctor bullies threaten nurses and aides and other staff with insinuated firing or troubled or trouble if these staff members disagree with them. Doctor bullies are those doctors who have built a reputation and a name for themselves but refuse to step down when they become negligent in their own practices. Doctor bullies are bullies who tell patients what to do and they neglect all the options that are available to the patient's health. Oh my God, let me say this again. I hope y'all heard that. Doctor bullies are doctors who tell patients what to do and they neglect purposely to tell the patient of all the options that are available to that patient's health. Now, doctor who loves to do hysterectomies will tell you, we're going to do a hysterectomy, but they neglect to tell you the complications that arise from hysterectomies. They neglect to tell you that you would have to be on hormone replacement drugs for several amount of years, maybe for the rest of your life. They neglect to tell you that you will be a prime suspect for heart disease. And if they to me, meaning that they take in your ovaries, they neglect to tell you that your metabolism will be compromised and that you will have added weight that will be hard to get off no matter what you do. They neglect to tell you that. But they also neglect to tell you that there are other methods to save your uterus. You don't always have to get a hysterectomy, especially if you got fibroids. If you got fibroids, you definitely don't need a hysterectomy. This is not a fibroid show, and we will do one soon, but I want you all to know that, you know, hey, save your uterus, fight for your uterus, stop giving it up so willingly. Dr. Bullies will raise your voice back to them. I hope not, because I'm very loud. Okay, I have to disagree with that last one. I really do. If a doctor is raising his voice, he's doing it to hoping that you will submit. So I gotta disagree with that last part. This is an article on called "How Many Doctor Bullies Have You Encountered?" So I like the article, but I had to disagree with that last one. So. No. I personally know for a fact that when they raise their voice, the last thing they want you to do is raise yours too. So, no, they want you to be quiet and submit and just, you know, just do what you're told and move on. But I think we need to recognize that the medical doctors were taught from childhood that these people are always out for a better interest. And like I stated earlier, I am not anti-medical doctors. When it comes to, you know, the technology of doing miraculous surgeries, like if a baby was born with his legs fused together, you know, surgery can separate them and he can have a normal life. If you're in an extreme car accident or, you know, you got shot, stabbed, I mean, these are the people to go to. People's hands. I don't understand why people are all up in arms about health care reform. You know, why can't you all build your own health? The same amount of money you're paying to health insurance that's going to decline your claim anyway, you're paying $200 to $300 to an insurance company that will probably not even approve any major type of procedure because they want to document it as pre-existing. So then after several years of putting $300 in the account, we're talking about $50,000 after a while, you could have $50,000 saved up to go seek an alternative doctor or alternative practitioner to teach you how to eat right, live right, think right, and basically just be right. And you won't need a medical doctor. This is heaven, ladies and gentlemen. Heaven on earth. You can live it. But when you are dependent upon the medical society and you're on pharmaceutical drugs with these painful, terrible side effects, and you're on this stuff for the rest of your life, causing more complications, that's hell. That's hell. I think to live in sickness for the rest of your life, unhappy, immobile, unable to basically live a quality of life, that's hell. And when you get these pharmaceutical companies that are advertising their commercials and they're throwing these parties and they're just doing all kinds of stuff here to get you, to entice you to come their way, with even enticing the doctors with money, which with vacation trips. Trust me, I would like to interview a pharmaceutical rep, but we're going to probably cap heat. I have a couple of them that are my clients. I probably won't put one on the air and keep him or her anonymous so they can tell you, you know, exactly from personal experience how their company are getting the doctors to prescribe as much of the medication as possible, whether you need it or not, okay, and whether it's causing side effects or not. So this is something you guys got to look into. Stand up for yourself. If you're in procedure, just tell the doctor. If he doesn't listen, tell him he's fired. How many of y'all fire your doctor? Y'all don't fire your doctor. You say, I'm not going to go to him anymore. Uh-uh. If a doctor doesn't do what I want him to do, and don't get me wrong, if his expertise, if a doctor's expertise suggests one thing, and it just doesn't feel right in my spirit, I'm going to have to question him. If he's frustrated or he gets angry from being questioned, then that means he has something he is hiding. Because if you're not trying to snow me, you would not be upset if I asked you questions. If I asked you how many people have died from this procedure, how is this really necessary? What are the alternatives? Okay? What's in it for you? How many of you guys ask your medical doctors that? You know, what's in it for you, Dr. So-and-so, for me to get this hysterectomy? How much do you get paid from this, okay? How much is your referral fee? I mean, because I don't understand why you insisted I get this hysterectomy when I told you I don't want it. Save your uterus, ladies. And this is just not the uterus. This goes for every procedure, all right? Don't think and don't allow doctors to convince you otherwise. And be careful on who you go to for a second opinion. You guys need to pass around a list of doctors who are sincere doctors, who believe in prevention, who believe in dealing with the root cause and not treating the symptoms. You all need to have some kind of circle or website that shares these type of referrals, especially for women. You know, so you don't get bullied into doing things that you don't want to do. You don't have to get bullied into taking medications you don't want to take. Stand up for them. Ask questions. Do research on these pharmaceutical drugs that they're prescribing to you. Ask the doctors right then and there, what's the side effects of these pharmaceutical drugs? Okay? Is there one that has less side effects to that? I don't understand how somebody, I don't know why doctors would prescribe an antidepressant medication that has a side effect of suicidal thoughts. This is just crazy. If one of the top side effects to an antidepressant is suicidal thoughts or, oh my God, they don't understand that. But common sense is not common. Common sense is not common. So with that in mind, these are the things it seems like once we walk into a doctor's office, and I think after sitting there for so many hours, you know, waiting to be seen, we just lose common sense. It just leaks out of our ear. And then once we go into the doctor's, we just let him do any and say anything to us, do anything to us. And after sitting in there for so many hours, you only see him for 5 or 7 minutes, and they're out. And I think that's just a terrible way to go. It really is. I really love my clients a lot of my time, and they get to contact me numerous times, okay, and I don't get frustrated with them if they ask me questions, all right? I welcome the question, and this is supposed to be a harmonious relationship. We're supposed to work together And once your illness and your disease or whatever the health complications is taken care of, then you are released. You fly like the bird in the wind, and you only come back to me when there is a complication or you just want to get an annual checkup. That's it. But how many of you all have been diagnosed with blood pressure 20 years ago and you're still on some other medication? You're on several medications, a diuretic as well as the high blood pressure medication. That's just crazy. You're being treated for the same illness, high blood pressure, for 20 years. Where if you went to a naturopathic doctor, they can take care of it in 1 year. I'm telling you, you better think about it. Stop allowing these people to bully you. Just stop it. If you want to donate your body to science, then let them do it. Let them do what they want to do. If you want them to practice medicine, because they all have a license to practice medicine, then go ahead and let them prescribe you all this medication, and you don't do the research on it, and you don't find alternative methods to take care of it. You got to change your mind. I'm going to do a show on the mental state of sickness, because a lot of people don't realize that illnesses come from the mental state first. It comes from within before it comes out. If you all have problems that are shown physically with lupus or HIV or herpes or cancer or high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, regardless, the migraine, headaches, all of that's coming from the inside first, okay? Whether it's your mental state of mind or your emotional state of mind. And because you're spiritually disconnected, you can't even get the healing that you need. And you're mentally, you know, closed off from knowing that there is a natural cure for everything out there, except for death. So you all need to really stand up to the medical doctors and take charge of your life. And so we want to not be responsible, and we don't want that kind of responsibility. But when you put your health in other people's hands, then just deal with the consequences. But for those who want to take charge, start right now by cleaning up your diet. Enjoy water. Hey, right now it's 10:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. How much water have you had already? Huh? Guess what? How much Dr. Keeler already drank? 1 gallon and 20 ounces already. And I still got some more to go. Some of you probably who are listening right now only had 6 ounces. So that right there should show you, you're not living right. You got to get your diet straightened out, ladies and gentlemen. There's no shortcut around it. Okay. So, it is time for me to wind down. I could go on and on about this subject, but I'm going to cut it off, and I'm going to let you all know that I want to educate everybody as much as possible. I know I go on a rant, and I know I make some people upset because, you know, I keep telling you to be accountable and, you know, take ownership of your own health, and that's not something you want to hear. You don't want to hear about eating right. You don't want to hear about drinking water. You don't want to hear about, you know, not dealing with sugar, white flour, that pig, that infested cow, the milk. You don't want to hear all that. But I'm sorry, I'm going to tell it to you anyway, because I feel good when I tell it to you, because somebody's out there is listening to me. Anyway, this is Dr. Keela. Thank you so much for listening to Healing Power Hour Radio, episode 22. I think we're going to have our question and answer. Hold on. Bear with me. Let me look up. Yeah, next Monday. Next Monday, November the 16th, is question and answer episode, and that will be either at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I'm not sure. But either way, it will be rebroadcast on the website, so you guys can always listen to it at your leisure, okay? There for you, lots of things to listen for. It's great, great, great. I highly suggest you go there and just look at some of the articles we have. Oh, speaking of articles, please subscribe to our newsletter. You're going to really love that and enjoy it as much as I love enjoying putting it out there. Okay? Once again, this is Dr. Keela. Be sure to listen to our episode 23, which is question and answer for me. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, and you can get my email address off of the website, and I will accept calls on that day. Thank you, everyone, and I'm going to leave you out with the blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Have a blessed night, and if you're listening to this rebroadcast, have a blessed day. Take care. Bye-bye.